Job chapter 30.
Young people now insult me, although their fathers would have been a disgrace to my sheepdogs. And those who insult me are helpless themselves. They must claw the desert sand in the dark for something to satisfy their hunger. They gather tasteless shrubs for food and firewood, and they are run out of towns as though they were thieves. Their only homes are ditches or holes between rocks, where they bray like donkeys gathering around shrubs. And like senseless donkeys, they are chased away. Those worthless nobodies make up jokes and songs to disgrace me. They are hateful and keep their distance, even while spitting in my direction. God has destroyed me, and so they don't care what they do. Their attacks never stop, though I am defenseless, and my feet are trapped. Without any help, they prevent my escape, destroying me completely and leaving me crushed. Terror has me surrounded. My reputation and my riches have vanished like a cloud. I am sick at heart. Pain has taken its toll. Night chews on my bones, causing endless torment, and God has shrunk my skin, choking me to death. I have been thrown in the dirt, and now am dirt myself. I beg God for help, but there is no answer. And when I stand up, he simply stares. God has turned brutal, stirring up a windstorm to toss me about. Soon he will send me home to the world of the dead, where we all must go. No one refuses help to others when disaster strikes. I mourned for the poor and those who suffered, but when I beg for relief and light, all I receive are disaster and darkness. My stomach is tied in knots. Pain is my daily companion. Suffering has scorched my skin, and in the city council I stand and cry out, making mournful sounds like jackals and owls. My skin is so parched that it peels right off, and my bones are burning. My only songs are sorrow and sadness.